All right, so welcome to our last class of the Agency Accelerator Week. What a ride this has been. So far, you've learned the 6-step action plan to start your agency from zero, the emotional cycle of success and how to break free from the failure cycle, the map to $10,000 a month with your agency, the 6-week plan to sign your first client, and how Agency Accelerator can speed up this journey. Then you learned how to do effective outreach to book meetings through cold email with Guillaume. And finally, you learn how to sell clients into 5 and even 6-figure agency services through a simple Zoom call with Josh. And today, I'm going to give you the missing piece of the puzzle. Everything we've talked about so far is related to what you do before you sign a client. So in today's module, we're joined with my business partner at Flozy, my software company. Now, Pierre is going to show you exactly what to do after you sign a client. More specifically, how to provide your clients with a world-class client experience, so that way they stay with you for a long time. And he's gonna show you exactly what to do in your first 100 days after you sign a client to ensure the maximum odds of success. So just before we get into the actual class, I just wanna remind you, the discounted enrollments for Agency Accelerator close on Sunday. After that, you won't be able to join again at any price. The enrollments will be closed for good. And once I reopen them a few months from now, they'll be at $2,000. I just wanted to let you know so you don't miss out. And with that being said, let's get into our last class.
Welcome to this new section called System and Processes, where I'm going to teach you how to create the best experience for your clients, the critical first 100 days of your client's journey, as well as how to optimize your workflows, be more productive, and run a much smoother agency. So in this first section, I'm going to show you exactly what you need in order to offer the best experience to your clients. So it's really important to make sure that now that you've done all of the hard work from, you know, sending call outreach to getting them on call to now actually having them pay you invoice and starting to work with you, that you make everything in your power to make sure that your experience is as good as possible so you can retain them. So to get started, of course, one of the most important thing in order to offer the best experience to your clients is to make sure that you understand your clients' need. I know this sounds basic, but truly that is the only way to make sure that you can offer the best experience for your clients. So of course, in order to do this, you need to practice active listening. And so that is really important to make sure that while you're on the onboarding calls, while you do your first few workshops and few initial consultation, make sure you write down as much details as possible. It's super important because a little bit of information could be extremely useful to make sure that you get your clients to feel heard and feel understood, and therefore make sure that they get the best experience. Because of course, the majority of your clients essentially had a problem and were looking desperately for a solution. And this is where you enter the picture. And now you need to make sure you can handhold your client all the way to providing the ideal solution for their problems. So in order to do that and make sure that you create the best experience, you need to build trust and transparency. It's incredibly important to make sure that your client have a full picture of what's happening. Honestly, I see it time and time again where people have little issues and try and, you know, somehow disguise it or hide it. But this is not how you're going to build long-lasting relationships. You've got to think about the relationship with your clients like any other relationships in your life and make sure that you're completely transparent, you're completely honest. And therefore, if you have any problems, make sure that you're the first one to tell, address it. That is not a problem at all. It happens to every single person. The problem is to try and hide things, not be transparent. If you do that, you'll have no problem and you'll build a much deeper relationship with your clients. Of course, as we've discussed before, the concept and the importance of consolidation. It's incredibly important because once you now have these clients, the last thing you want to do is make their life more complicated. So make sure you create a space where everything they need is consolidated. Make it really easy for them. You want to make sure you only have one communication channel. So they don't need to go and search for things left, right, and center. You don't need your whole team to spend hours looking for things. Having everything in the one place will really improve the quality of your client experience because your clients will know exactly where things are. And again, ideally, if you have the right system, you'll be able to build a workplace where your client can see absolutely everything and therefore be entirely transparent from the progress of your tasks to all the different SOPs that you have, to who's in your team, to all the messages that have been exchanged, And that honestly will elevate the quality of your client's experience. So similarly to making sure that you consolidated everything, it's incredibly important to make sure that you assign one person only to chat with your clients. Because the problem is very often, even though you have contractors, freelancers, team members, your clients end up wanting to chat with you. And that is what it is. But at the end of the day, you need to find and build processes where you can kind of remove yourself from the day-to-day execution. And the best way to do this is to make sure that as soon as you onboard your clients, you immediately tell them that this is going to be the person in charge of chatting with them. And so you kind of frame it in such a way that you're like, well, you need to make sure it's sent in this channel, addressed to this person, and therefore there'll be no gaps in communication, there'll be no delays, no nothing. So making sure you assign one dedicated person for each of your clients, that makes a massive difference. Of course, when you're getting started, it's totally normal that that person is yourself. But as you progress, I'm going to show you in a second, ideally, you want to build a structure that allows you to kind of be removed a little bit from the day-to-day operations, specifically chatting with your clients, because of course, you want to be focused on elements like sales, sales call, try and get clients to join your agency. So if we look at an ideal agency structure from a team standpoint, ideally, at some point, you'll end up having a management team. Here, you'll have yourself, most likely, the CEO of the business. Then you'll have a CMO, Chief Marketing Officer, that's in charge of all the different strategies, all of the work that you kind of want to do in order to grow and grow your clients' businesses. And then you'll have a COO, Chief Operating Officer. That is someone who will help make your agency run smoother, in charge of all the operations, in charge of all the processes. After this, I highly recommend that you work with the concept of squads. The concept of a squad is essentially there is one account manager, so someone that will be the one responsible to message and to reply to every single message that your client sent. And then under that, kind of have two different types of people. One creative that can help, you know, create content, create graphics, whatever it is. Of course, this highly depends on the type of service that you offer, but you can kind of like switch a little bit that structure and kind of change things around depending on what you do. But of course, a creative person is really relevant, and then a more analytical person that can, for example, run the ads, create reports, or whatever it may be. And that concept of a squad will really help you because a squad can essentially take care of 5 to 8 clients and not more. Honestly, of course, it depends on the service that you offer, but if you're just like a lead generation agency or an ad agency or a growth partner, all of that, it becomes extremely difficult to manage and offer quality experience if you have more than 8 clients per account manager. So you want to make sure you have this squad. So therefore, it's really a tight team and can make sure you offer and deliver the best results possible. And once you have more clients, then you start building additional squads. And again, additional squads. And this is how you grow the team while making sure that everything runs smoothly. And of course, you at a management level, you just have to manage the different account managers and making sure that everything runs smoothly. When you're first getting started, of course, your agency will most likely look like the structure of the squad itself, where you will be the account manager. And then under that, you'll have your different freelancers that will go and execute the work. And so this is how you start. And as you progress, you start adding additional squads. Of course, in order to make sure that you offer the best experience to your clients, you need to make sure that you have regular check-ins and updates. As I said, this is really important to audit the type of clients you're dealing with, because if it's someone that's more a constant engager, someone that needs handholding, someone that wants to chat with you all the time, of course, you should do calls more frequently, you should send updates more frequently. But if, for example, you're dealing with a client that's more like a hands-off type of client, you don't want to overwhelm them, because then the quality of the experience for them will decrease. So important to kind of know who you're dealing with. But regardless of who you're dealing with, I highly recommend that you send updates via video recording so they can watch it in their own time whenever they want, but at least you build the habit of making sure that every week a nice little quick update is being sent, whether they look at it or not. It's better to be proactive. And then I highly recommend that you have a button somewhere in your workspace or a link that you send to them where they can then book a call with you whenever they want. So of course, what you should do to make sure that, again, you can have a really efficient week is that you build essentially time blocks for those client calls. So you would set up, for example, Monday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's when your clients can kind of book calls with you whenever they want. And you can have like 15 or 20 minute slots and they can book that whenever they want. And another one later in the week on Wednesday or Friday, for example. This makes it super simple. You can tell your clients, be like, if you need to jump on a call with me at any time, you can do this. Here's the link. You book a call and I'm looking forward to chatting with you. But as I said before, if you have organized your workspace properly and your client portal properly, they should be able to even keep on top of the progress and have clear transparency on the progress of the different tasks. And they should even have a place where they can request new tasks to be done. And therefore, you almost kind of need to remove that need for call on a weekly basis. Of course, when you're first getting started, you'll need a high volume of calls to get, you know, accustomed, to make sure you understand the brief and exactly what they need. But as you continue, it's better to be proactive, send those video recording with updates. Or again, if it's a fully hands-off client, sometimes literally just a screenshot of the performance could be plenty, because at the end of the day, they just want to know, how much money do we put in? How much money am I getting back? That's all. So again, important to know who you're dealing with so you can offer the best type of update structure for that particular client. After this, of course, in order to offer the best experience, it's important to go the extra mile, to really go above expectations. So this is where it's really important that when you look at your client's business, you can kind of see, okay, cool, here's my core business. For example, let's say you run ads. So of course, your goal as an agency is to make sure that you run the best ads possible within, you know, Meta, TikTok, Google, YouTube, whatever it may be, and that those convert as highly as possible. But of course, in order for that to happen, you might need to look at other elements of their business. You know, the conversion rate of the website, whether all their email flows are really well set up, so there's no leakage in the funnel from when you run ads, they arrive on the site, but then those people bounce and never come back. So for example, something that you could do if you just offer ads, you could make sure that as part of your onboarding process, as part of like the first 100 days that you work with your client, you also have a section or even a workshop where you're going to talk about everything to do, about improving the conversion rate, about improving the structure of the email, about the email flows, or whatever it may be. Just go one step above the expectation. Therefore, as soon as they get started, they'll be like, oh, wow, I'm already getting more than what I've even paid for. And therefore, you can start this relationship in a really strong way. Again, similarly, the power of surprises and wow moments is incredibly undervalued. I pretty much see no agency do this. But if you do that, trust me, you'll be in a complete different league in terms of the quality of the experience. And essentially, this is the concept that as soon as you receive a bit of money from your clients, for example, when they pay the first invoice, well, they take a fraction of that to essentially do something nice for them. This is really like creating a delight moment as soon as they're onboarded. Again, this goes a massive way in terms of making sure you build this really strong relationship. And again, I'm not talking, you know, spending $300, $500. I'm just talking about a simple little gift, you know, flowers and handwritten cards, a number of different books that you think could be beneficial for them. Again, like journals, like the 5-minute journal, any sort of journal that you think makes sense. And again, don't be lame. Absolutely, I'm not talking about you sending a branded t-shirt of your agency. That is lame. They don't want to do that. Send something that's just nice, and that's not, you know, for marketing purposes. It's just essentially useful for them, and that'll be a nice little delight moment. It doesn't cost you anything essentially, because if you receive 2,000-3,000 from them, you can absolutely spend, you know, $20, $30, $40 on that. That's just cost of doing business, and it will go a long way because they'll really appreciate it. Not only will it make the relationship stronger, but again, this is a clear opportunity for them to use that as a word of mouth piece of information. Similarly, it's kind of cool to keep track of all of the different milestones that your clients go through. So for example, the first time they hit a certain number, the first time they receive an award, the first time they launch a new collection, whatever it may be, you should kind of make sure that within your processes, you're keeping track of all of those. Because again, if you can do something nice for them to celebrate those milestones, it will just create a much cooler experience for your clients. And therefore, this is like this nice relationship back and forth with your clients that, again, trust me, I barely see any agency do that. So if you are the one doing this, you'll be far ahead of everyone else in terms of the quality of the experience. And again, the whole point I'm talking about all of this is because I really need to make sure that you understand the concept of client retention and how really acquiring a new customer can cost up to 25 times more than retaining an existing one. It's just incredibly important. You put all of this work in order to get a client. And now, essentially, a lot of people just go straight to be like, okay, cool. Now let me go back to sales and let me try and get new clients instead of focusing on delivering the best quality experience and the best results for the existing clients. And honestly, it's crazy the difference. You can never really grow a massive agency if you have a high churn rate. You just need to make sure that you offer better experience for your clients, and therefore they have an incentive to stick around and stay for longer. Just to illustrate the point, of course, when you acquire a customer, there's just so many costs involved, you know, setup fee, the advertising costs, especially if you run ads to acquire customers, or sometimes you need to pay referral partners. So many fees involved in acquiring a customer versus retaining one. It's literally just better updates, you know, better communication protocols, and simply just focusing on getting better results. So instead of, you know, launching a ton of different ads to grow your personal agency and grow, it's sometimes better to spend more time on your client results, because at the end of the day, if you've got insane client results, not only will it be much simpler to grow your agency, but also those clients will stay around. And don't forget that a single client at $3,000 a month equates to $36,000 a year. So if you keep them for 3 years, that's $100,000. That's well over $100,000 from a single client. So, you know, really important to keep that in mind. And so something that I think could be interesting for you guys, I know it's probably a little bit advanced at this point, because it'll come into play when you have more clients, but I thought it'd be interesting to kind of discuss the different metrics to look for in order to improve client retention. The reason why I thought it could be interesting is, at the end of the day, that's something you should also try and do for your own clients. Because if, for example, if you're an ad agency where your goal is to get more and more clients, well, then of course, if their clients keep churning and their client can't, they can't retain clients, there's nothing you will be able to do. So again, when you talk about going above and beyond, you could build a little protocol that essentially analyzes their client retention, and you could give them tips on how to improve their client retention. So obviously, the first metric is customer retention rate. This is simple. It's just a percentage of the client that your agency retains over a specific amount of time. Then customer churn rate is exact opposite. This is how many clients you lose per unit of time. And so this is, again, you really want to minimize your churn rate as much as possible, because at the end of the day, that's what you need to aim for. And it's incredibly hard to grow and get that really exponential growth if you have a high churn rate, because essentially, if your goal is to get 10 clients, but you lose one or two clients every single month, at the end of the year, for you to end up with 10 clients, you actually need to acquire 20 different clients, which makes your life 100 times harder, because then you don't actually even have time to focus on all the 10s that you already have. So make sure you really focus on improving your churn rate. So same for your clients, you can say the exact same thing to them. A few different metrics: net promoter score. This is just how likely they are at recommending your services to others. Again, this is a bit of an advanced metric, but interesting to kind of look at. Customer lifetime value, that's really important, because that's almost what you should optimize for. Make sure that you extract as much money per client over the lifetime. And so essentially the goal is getting more clients and get them to have a higher customer lifetime value. Same thing with average revenue per user. You want to make sure that, again, per client, you continuously improve by, you know, having upsell, cross-sell, sell different packages, and therefore just increase the amount of money that they spend with your agency. Repeat purchase rate. This, again, is more if you've got a productized service. Interesting to see how often the same client comes back and purchases again. Engagement rate, upsell, cross-sell rates. This is interesting, because if you have one core service, often you can add little packages that will be an upsell. But if you sell a specific package and you have an entirely different kind of product, this will be a cross-sell. And it's interesting to see how well those convert. And of course, you want to increase that percentage as much as possible. Onboarding success rate is also very important, because in order for you to offer a really good quality experience, you need to make sure that your clients have been correctly onboarded, because otherwise they might be missing out on certain bits of information. And for example, if they don't know how to use your client portal that you built for them, or they don't know how to get access to your reporting, or they don't know how to message you properly, then of course you cannot offer the best experience. It's just not possible. So make sure you really audit your onboarding process and understand where the drop-off might happen, and therefore you can fix it and create just a better onboarding process, which then will result in a much better client experience. Renewal rate, again, you know, for example, if you have contracts that last 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, how often do your clients renew? And this will be a clear indication of how well you perform as an agency and how good the quality of your services are. But of course, it happens to every single agency. It's impossible to avoid. You will have client that will churn. You will lose client. It's just the name of the game. Sometimes it has nothing to do with you. It could be just that the business themselves couldn't get enough stock, got into a legal battle, had issues between co-founders, many different reasons why they might need to stop. Or of course, it could be because you don't offer a quality experience. And this is some of the things that you want to be able to kind of identify early so you can avoid losing those clients. So sometimes there's nothing you can do and it is what it is. But if you could do something, identifying early signs of client discontent is one of the best things you can do. So this is, for example, if a client goes a little quiet on you, this is where you kind of need to kind of amp up the volume of messages to make sure you get them on a call and kind of ask what's happening. And often if you pick that up nice and early, you can turn the situation around. Again, being proactive to make sure that you address the issue before it even happens, incredibly important. And as I said, sometimes there's nothing you can do about losing a client because it could be completely out of your control. But what is important then is to try and have an exit interview so you can understand why, you can understand where you could have improved. And again, this could be an opportunity to still try and get a testimonial or a referral, specifically if there was no issue and it's just had to do something with the client themselves. So that's it in terms of fundamentals of offering the best client experience to your clients. And as always, a few action steps here. So the first one is to brainstorm delight moments. This is kind of fun. Depending on the type of agency that you run, of course, you know, it might vary, but it's kind of cool for you to go and make a bit of a list of all the possible things you could offer. Again, give yourself a bit of a budget and start brainstorming all the different things you could do to essentially create a little delight moment or wow moment for your clients. Then, of course, organize those wow moments. As I said, for example, you could easily do like a handwritten card with flowers. I know now there are software that helps you write handwritten cards, so you don't need to waste any time doing that. And you could literally automate that as soon as a client pays the invoice. So that's what I mean about organize your wow moments. Then list all the milestones that you want to celebrate for your clients. So again, this is quite simple, but it's worth having that. And therefore you can keep track. And again, they could be like, wow, I can't believe that he remembered that. No, nice little thing to add to your agency. Define your team structure. Incredibly important. Of course, when you first getting started, as I said, it's going to be fairly rudimental. It's just going to be you and a few different contractors, but it's important to know where you're aiming and where you're going. And of course, most important, designate the main point of contact that your clients will have. So of course, most likely to get started will be you. But as I said, ideally, you want to kind of have an account manager as soon as possible. So therefore, you can spend more time working on growing the agency versus be, you know, tied in day to day. When looking for an account manager, there are a few things that are really important. You need to make sure that the way to communicate is absolutely perfect, ideally in the local language of where your clients are located. Again, create a bit of banter between them and your clients. And again, makes things much easier if there's no language barrier there. Again, because they probably need to be able to understand the lingo. They need to understand the type of clients that you have. So that's it for this first section. Nice little quick summary of when you need to focus on to offer the best experience to your clients, which is making sure you understand what they need, build trust and transparency, that you then build a team that, you know, makes sense and isn't overly bloated with a designated point of contact. Make sure you consolidate as much as possible and choose dedicated channels so it's very clear. And then again, if you have the ability to create wow moments and over-deliver, that will really make your client experience significantly better. In this section, I'm going to show you how to create the ultimate client portal. So if you watch previous phases, you've already heard me talk about the ideal structure for a client portal, but I just thought I would add it here again to make sure that you can do that super easily. Of course, one of the most important elements of your client portal is consolidation, making sure that everything is in one place. You want to make sure that it's all there so you and your team and your clients avoid wasting time searching for things. Honestly, it's something that I see time and time again, where you start messaging clients on WhatsApp, then you onboard them via email, then you onboard them on Slack because that's where your team lives, then you kind of save things in Google Drive, then you start using mother.com, whatever it may be. Make it super simple for your clients. Again, if you don't want to use crazy amount of tools, you can make it really simple in the form of a single Google Doc where they just have a few links there. And that's what you use to just show every single thing that you do within your agency. Of course, it's a little harder to do that, but it's very much possible. So what you want in order to have the ideal structure is a tool that essentially has a communication tool within the portal that has onboarding videos so that your clients can directly watch onboarding video to make sure that they're completely onboarded and know exactly what you expect from your agency. That again, they can find SOPs, so guides on, for example, if you're a TikTok ad agency, how to set up a TikTok ad account, how to give you access to that TikTok ad account. All of those kind of SOPs again, you want to have them in a centralized place to just make it much simpler. Then you want to have a place where you can store files. Again, this is something that if you deal with massive files, you might still want to integrate with something like Google Drive or Dropbox, but at least that the link to the Google Drives or the Dropbox are easily found. That's super important. And as you grow, you know, 5, 6, 10 different clients, or with multiple Google Drive folders, if this is all over the place, you'll never find anything. So make sure that for each client, you save it in a place that's extremely simple. They know where they need to upload the new content. You know whether the new content is being uploaded, and it makes everyone's life significantly easier. Of course, ideally, you could have a place so they can easily see what's happening to tasks. So not only can you assign tasks to your client, they can assign tasks to you. For example, edit this video, change this, launch this ad, whatever it may be. If you have the ability to have something like that, it will make, again, your client experience significantly better in terms of transparency and your clients knowing exactly what is happening. A board could be something that's quite useful. So just a place where you can store information in a visual way that, again, can be used in many different ways, from what you actually plan on doing for them over the next few months all the way to keeping track of certain projects. And of course, a calendar to make sure that you can track absolutely everything and people know exactly when to expect things. So now let me jump straight into Flowsy to show you what it looks like. Of course, there's many other tools. I'm just showing you this as an example, but the same concept applies with other tools. Okay, so we're now inside Flowsy. This is what a client space looks like. This is what's called the client dashboard. As you can see on the left, there's a number of different tools. And what you're looking at right now is the brief. So that's essentially the first page that they see. You can fully customize that. You can make that in any color you want, change whatever it is. But essentially, the concept of this page is what they'll see first. For example, in here, if you click on any of those six squares, it will go exactly to where it needs to go. So for example, to the link to all the onboarding videos, to the different files, the deliverables, task reporting, and invoices. Then of course, you can embed videos. So this is where I would recommend you have a welcome video. And then you can even have a onboarding checklist there. As I said, this is where I would put the button for your clients to book a call. So it makes it super simple for them to access that button at any point in time. And on the right-hand side here, you can see is a chat. So the way it's been built is we really wanted to consolidate everything and you can chat, but at the same time, you can work in the same workspace. So this is where your clients and you can communicate. And so what I even recommend is that you have automated messages. So as soon as they arrive into this client space, you can immediately welcome them with a message similar to this. You know, hey there, welcome on board. We're really excited to kick things off and get those TikTok rolling. If you were a TikTok ad agency, for example, before we deep dive, could you do us a favor? Swing by our onboarding video series. It's a goldmine of what you expect and how we operate. And so then again, you could put the link, but this is what they'll be able to see inside the brain section, which I'll show you in a second. Of course, here's a task section where you can just kind of see all the different tasks you can actually assign to your clients immediately as soon as they arrive. So schedule a kickoff call, submit product details, complete client formation, all of the tasks that you kind of need your client to do, you can store them there. Therefore, it makes it super dynamic. As soon as your client arrives, they know exactly what you need from them. Then here, this is the brain section. Again, this is where we store all the different files, SOP, everything. So you can click on there and again, they can see the document. So this is where I kind of recommend that you have your onboarding questionnaires there, your onboarding videos. It's super simple for them to find different SOPs of how to do certain things like, as I said, depending on the type of agency that you do, you know, how to connect certain software to others, all of the things that you actually need your clients to do, you can have how-to videos or how-to guides right there. So it makes it a really clean experience for your clients. Of course, potentially have a summary of all your calls. So again, in an effort of being really transparent, your client could very easily see and make sure that you understood what is happening by having summaries of your calls. Now you can even do that with AI. It's super simple, but you can store them there so your clients will know immediately. Of course, contract, reports, invoices, all of that can be stored inside the brain section. And essentially that then becomes the brain of that particular project because all of the information is stored in there. Boards, this is just a simple place to keep track of data in a visual way. And so for example, this is, I've already showed it to you, but in case you haven't watched this video, this is an example of a board you could use as a TikTok ad agency that you could use with your clients. So here could be all the content idea that maybe your team could have brainstormed, or maybe that your clients have brainstormed. Then here in this section could be the content request. So essentially if the clients want specific things done, they could easily put it there and then your team can take that and literally start moving it to the next section which will be editing in progress, so the clients can easily know what's happening, what stage of the project each piece of content is at. Then again, review pending. So this is like once you're done, the clients can just go and review it. And if they're happy, you could go ready to post. And then again, important to kind of know which piece of content has been posted. And then inside it, of course, you can have the link to the video. You can have more information about the video or whatever it may be. And then again, you could potentially even have an extra column that just says best performing. So it makes your life so much easier when you want to create new piece of content. You can easily look at those and be like, oh yeah, these ones are the currently best performing. Therefore, we should recreate things like that. Then of course, a place to store files. This is pretty self-explanatory, but make sure that again, you can connect your Google Drive account or just upload images or video directly here. So for example, here could be like for inspiration purposes. You can easily just click here and kind of see these will be like a example of like a cover image for TikTok or whatever it may be. So essentially that's pretty much it. Straight to the point on making sure you offer a client portal where everything is consolidated and you just offer a much better experience for your client. Of course, you can customize it fully by adding your logo, adding your own domain, and therefore it will feel like your clients are just logging into your own website, which is another benefit of using tools like this, because it'll just improve the quality of the service that you offer. It will just make it feel like you're just more established and therefore just overall better experience for your clients. So that's pretty much it in terms of like the client portal. Nothing too crazy specifically because we've already gone through the section. But again, just select your client portal software. Maybe make sure you integrate all the different tools that you need inside it and personalize it, you know, custom branding, logo, colors, all of this, so you can really fit your agency and really feel like as it's just simply part of your normal processes. And then of course, start organizing your portal. In the next module, I'm actually going to go through the concept of second brain and how you can optimize and save information in the best possible way, as well as a number of other things. Of course, there will be a how-to video on how to set up your client portal. So again, look out for that if this is something you want to do. In the next section, I'm going to talk about the critical first 100 days of your client's journey to make sure you have a very clear idea of all the different things that you want to achieve within the first 100 days to provide as much value to your client as possible. In this section, I'm going to cover the critical first 100 days of your client's journey. So this is really important for you to essentially map out exactly what you want your client to experience within the first 100 days of working with you. This will make your life so much easier because honestly, often I see it all the time that people get new clients and then they don't really know what's going to happen. You know, like this, it takes a little longer than planned. They don't know when to expect certain things and immediately they start on the wrong foot. So make sure that you have a very precise idea of what you want to do within the first 100 days, where you want to provide value, when you're going to do the workshops, when are you going to do the delight moments? When are you going to send specific and automated messages? And overall, make sure that as soon as the client is onboarded, you can offer immediately the ideal experience and you don't leave it to chance. You have a very clear process. So not only will you and your team know, but ideally even your clients can know exactly what to expect. So what I kind of thought I would do here is I would give you an example of what that would look like. Again, if we use the same TikTok ad agency that we've been using as an example, this would literally be exactly what you need to do for the first 100 days. So for example, if you look at day one, this is, you know, send a personalized welcome package. So make sure, you know, be proactive. As soon as they arrive, boom, you've got a bit of value in the form of onboarding videos. And again, try and get those quick win as quickly as possible. You know, day two and day three, ideally, this is where you can book those meetings and jump on a call with them to just gather as much information as possible. Then on day four, you need to make sure that they've shared access to the different files that you need. And again, this gives you a guideline to make sure that you stay on top of your clients to be like, hey, if you want us to kind of deliver value as quickly as possible, we need to stick to this kind of timeline. And therefore, let's move quick, you know. Let's make sure you give us access to your documents and your files as quickly as possible. Again, you'll be surprised. In the past, I worked with clients that literally take even 2, 3, 4 weeks to even give you access to certain things because they have terrible processes on their end. And therefore, if that happens, you need to clearly communicate that this has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. But ideally, because you've got a very clear process, you can explain that to them as soon as they get started. And you can even send them a calendar of every single thing and when you expect things, and therefore it makes it much smoother. Again, once you've done this, for example, on day five, you can make sure you send the custom strategy document. So ideally, again, you would have prepared that. So it's just about tweaking it for each client. This, again, nowadays, you're incredibly lucky because you can use ChatGPT to do all of this. So as long as you've got a really good base, you can then customize it very easily for each of your clients. Then again, day six could be one of your first workshop where you do like a really creative workshop where you can then start discussing, you know, their vision, what they actually want to do. And you can already use this as a place where you give them ton of tips of the type of ads that are currently working and again, provide a value immediately. You could even create, again, a nice little document that just shows all of the top tips and therefore you can educate them as much as provide value, because the more educated your clients are on what you're trying to do, the easier the process will be. Not only do you get street cred from giving them free workshops, but then also the more they understand, the easier it will be. So this is, for example, what you would do on day six. Day seven, you now get access to the account, so you can start doing an audit. And again, this is just an example of what a TikTok ad agency would do. So now in week two, again, it's more about content and campaign setup, because now you've got access to everything. You've now discussed content. You've got access to the creative folders. So now it's time to develop the content calendar that you can send for approval. Again, you know, start creating some of the content that you need in order to run the ads. And again, make sure that all of the TikTok ad accounts are set up properly. Sometimes you join clients and they've got things all over the shop. So again, consolidate all of that. Day 13 to 14, this could be where you try and launch those ads. So again, when we discuss the onboarding process, we talked about time to value, and this could be one of those milestones you're trying to optimize as much as possible. So if you run ads for clients, how long does it take you to launch the first ads? And this should be something that you should be extremely precise and be, yep, for us, our goal is within the first 2 weeks, we already launch ads. And for example, this could be just as an effort to prime the accounts, to make sure that the pixel is working well, to make sure that all that doesn't mean that the second you launch things, you'll get immediate results, but at least that's a nice goal to have. Then week three to week four, so now you're coming into a month, you've already launched a few ads, but now it's time to monitor and optimize every single thing. So now you would be able to see how well things are tracking, see if things aren't tracking, and therefore you need to change a few things in the back end. And again, here's more like about analyzing the early campaign data and conducting the first monthly strategy call. And so again, this is where you should have a very clear idea when this call will be. Therefore, clients can know in advance, they can book that in advance, and you should have, again, a clear process of what and how you should conduct this call. In addition to this, you should already have your reports set up, so you can simply send that in advance and, again, try and automate as much of the work as you can ahead of time. So that's why if you already know what you're going to do over the first 100 days, all of that can be prepared. And then as soon as you get to that day, it's already ready to rock and roll. You've got to do a few little changes, but you can send that, stay on track, and offer value as quickly as possible. And again, after that, we get to month two, where now you're going to be doing like more scaling things. You're going to do check-in calls bi-weekly, but at least you've got a clear idea of how that first 2 months kind of looked like. Then, of course, now you enter month three, where you don't need to kind of set up every single day of, you know, the first 100 days, but you need to have a clear idea of what you're aiming at achieving pretty much each week, or at least definitely the last 2 months. And this, what you could do is when you do create your calendar for the first 100 days, to still have specific wow moments or specific thing that you try and organize for them in order to just offer a better experience. So that's pretty much like what you would do as an example for the first 100 days as a TikTok ad agency. But again, being very clear on what you need to do and even being very clear so your clients can know exactly what to expect makes life so much easier. Again, the majority of the problem that you'll face is miscommunication and mismatch expectations. So having something like that where you literally laid out exactly what happens over the first 100 days makes your life much smoother, and your clients know exactly what to expect, and therefore you can keep track and stay on schedule. As I said, again, celebrating certain milestone, building relationship, all of these different things you can do on specific dates. So for example, for you, you could be like, yep, on day 45, this is when I do this. On day 70, this is where I do that. So here now you can kind of like have a bit of a more in-depth example of what that looks like. But again, it's pretty much the same concept. The whole premise here is to make sure that you think about a service that you want to offer, and then you literally build out the ideal 100 days so you can know exactly what your clients will experience. Again, what I would recommend that you do, you might not need to do that over the first 100 days. You could focus on the first 30 days, because again, as you'll progress with the client, you'll start understanding the kind of messaging style that they like or the kind of cadence that they want in terms of interaction with you. So focus on the first 100 days in terms of automated messages. But again, this it's good to have a calendar where you know exactly what you do. So for example, again, this is looking at a month, but you could look more at days and be like, okay, cool. So yeah, the first day that they join, this is what it will send. The second day, this is what it will send. And so the third day, this is the kind of messages they will say. So for example, hey, we've taken care of you, of the technicalities. Your TikTok account is now set up and ready to roll. No action required from your end. We've got you covered. Let me know if you have any questions. Of course, something like that can be fully automated. And this just makes your life so much easier. So again, plan those automated messages because again, that just creates a way more dynamic way to interact with your clients where again, a bit more hands-off on your end, but on their end, it feels like, you know, you're being extremely proactive. And that pretty much is the name of the game here. Tell them exactly when to expect things. And again, there'll be no gaps in expectation and no gaps in communication. And therefore, you'll be able to offer a significantly better experience for your clients. Again, in terms of actionable steps, as I said, develop a detailed onboarding calendar so you know exactly what to do when. Set clear milestones and define the specific goals, time to value, all of these things within the first 100 days so you know just exactly what to expect and your team is also in the know and it will make your life easier. Implement regular check-in. So again, depending on the type of client that it is, make sure you either do like full-fledged hand-holding, ton of different calls, ton of different bit of information, or a little bit more like laid back if it's more like a hands-off type of client. Deliver continuous value. So make sure that you build all the different points at which you want to offer value in addition to just your normal services. And again, once you start getting clients, it's time to review and adjust. And of course, this will continuously happen. So that is it in terms of building out the first critical 100 days for your clients. But again, I think it's an exercise that's incredibly useful and that will not only make your client life easier, it'll make your agency significantly easier to run.
So we have finally gotten to the end of the Agency Accelerator Week. With everything you've learned so far, you should now have your own agency business up and running, ready to sign your first paying client and start paying you anywhere from $500 to $10,000 a month. And you now have two options. You can choose to take what you've learned over these roughly 4 hours of content during the event and then just try to figure everything else out on your own. And mind you, if you don't have $995 to invest into Agency Accelerator today, that's still definitely a viable option for you to succeed. Nothing's going to stop you. It will just take longer. How much longer? Well, for a few of you, a few months. But for others, it might take a year or two realistically. And I'm going to be completely honest with you here. Just think about it. This entire event was 4 hours long, and just those 4 hours were probably some of the most valuable 4 hours of content that you have ever watched when it comes to starting an online business. Now, the actual Agency Accelerator curriculum is 40 hours long. And by the way, that's not even including the 3 bonus programs that you get. So if in 4 hours of content, you learned this much, and if that was less than 10% of what you get inside of Agency Accelerator, just think about how much there is that you don't even know that you don't know in those 40 hours of content inside. And if you take option one, you would have figured out all of that on your own. And it personally took me 8 years of trial and error to get to this point. So again, think very deeply when deciding to take this path. And just on all the potential revenue that you're going to miss out on during this time that it takes you to figure everything out on your own. Finally, you have the second option, which you already know what that is. Joining Agency Accelerator today and shortcutting your way to success with an agency business, especially if you have no previous experience. And if you don't have the funds to afford that, this is the wise option because you're going to be cutting your learning curve by 90% and you're going to end up making way more money in the long run than you save by not joining. Now, you will already know that at this point. So now it's just time for you to take a decision. Are you now going to simply just go back to the traditional path that you've been walking your entire life? Or are you finally going to take a chance at building an epic life by choosing the unconventional path? Now, that is a decision that only you can make. And you have to take that decision. But as always, I'll be rooting for you and watching from afar. And if everything goes well, I'll see you inside of Agency Accelerator.